to the morning after. We're joined now by Howie Mandel, America's Got Talent, Deal or No Deal, and tomorrow night at 8 o'clock, the Howie Mandel's fifth annual All-Star Comedy Gala will be debuting on the CW. Howie Mandel, thanks for joining us today on the show.
Well, it's good to be here.
We both actually started something new this week. You probably didn't start it this week. I did, though. You are currently on TikTok, and I saw some of your videos. Even though I'm technically a millennial, I actually just started it this week, and I saw you're on it. How do you get started on something as silly as TikTok?
Well, I don't think TikTok is silly. I just I love to. Well, I think when you think Howie Mandel, you think dance, and there was no place where I could dance and spread my dancing wings like I could on TikTok. In fact, I'm up for a Shorty Award for the best TikTok. So if you have any TikTok followers out there, vote for me for my Shorty Award.
A Shorty Award. How many trophies? Added to the mantle, mm-hmm. Right? Another trophy. I guess
I need one more.
You can never win enough, Howie. Trophy. Yeah, you can never win enough.
I can't win.
See, I'm old school.
I don't win anything. I've never won.
I'm like, you know, TikTok. I'm like, TikTok? I'm like, what TikTok? But I've got to get caught up to date with this. But Howie, like, I remember you, you know, pretty much your entire career here. And I'm always fascinated by comedians that can sort of flick the switch and become serious actors as well. And your versatility over 30-plus years has been fascinating. You know, like, so much respect for every... You know, you've written, you've produced, you've directed, you've created shows, you've acted in shows, you've done children's movies, you do serious stand-up, you've done Saying Elsewhere. So I wanted to ask you, what is that switch between, you know, being a serious actor, being yourself, and being funny, and what is it about comedians that seem to be so good at it? I'm very fascinated by Adam Sandler and how I'm not even the biggest fan of some of the more lower brow humor he does, but when he flicks the switch and does serious acting, it blows me away. And I've always respected your talent for being so versatile. So long-winded question here is, what's harder, being a serious actor or being funny?
That's a tough question. I don't know. I mean, I've done serious acting, and my favorite thing to do is stand-up, which I don't find tough at all. I love stand-up. Stand-up is the one place where you don't have to memorize lines. You don't have
That's where you feel most comfortable when you're on a stand-up stage.
Pardon me?
That's where you feel most comfortable when you're on a stand-up stage?
Yes. That's where I'm the most comfortable, and regardless of any of the other things that people may know me from hosting or judging or do, stand-up is where it's at, and that's why I'm very excited about this special and being part of the Montreal Just for Laughs Comedy Festival, which is the mecca of everything comedy. It is where anybody you've ever seen laughed at, smiled at, has been a part of, you know, whether they've been discovered there like Kevin Hart and Tim Allen and Dave Chappelle, or they've just been part of it and shown up and hosted galas themselves. It is a must do once in a lifetime. You got to hit the Montreal at the end of July. But for those that can't, you can enjoy a taste of it on the CW, and you'll see a gala where I get to do stand-up, but I host many of my friends and many people I'm fans of, from Fortune Feimster to Alonzo Bowden to names that you don't know and you will know and will become household names in the world of comedy.
It's interesting, Howard. You said you're the most comfortable up at stand-up, and that lineup that you have on this special, you know, for the fifth one, it's amazing. But if you were giving advice to anybody that's like, man, I want to do stand-up, how hard is it today with everybody getting offended at everything that you do with social media? How hard is it to be a stand-up comic today?
Well, it's different, and you have to navigate different waters than you did when I started in it in the 70s. But the truth of the matter is, I don't know that it's, you know, it's easier with political correctness to be canceled and to end your career. But that doesn't mean you shouldn't try and you shouldn't start. You should just get up there and, as Nike says, just do it.
Now, you mentioned, and we're broadcasting out of New York, but I'm actually from Montreal, Howie, so... You're speaking close to my heart about the Montreal you know, and the comedy festival and the Just for Laughs. I want to ask you about that. What was your first break? Like, was it in Toronto? Like, you know, was it Just for Laughs? Do you remember?
Yes, I do. It was a comedy club in Toronto called Yuck Yucks, and it was in April of 1977, and it was amateur night there, and my friends dared me to get up and do it, and I did, without any aspirations of being a comedian, and it went well, and Mark Breslin, who was the owner of the club, invited me back the next night. One thing led to another, and here I am on your radio show. It's amazing.
Who did you look up to growing up in comedy? Who was your role model?
You know, I didn't really watch. My role model in comedy was Alan Funt. I loved Candid Camera. I like awkward, funny, real, relatable reactions to things. So that's what I did, you know, and as I say, even in my stand-up comedy, everything I've ever been punished for, gotten in trouble for, expelled for, is what I seem to get paid for today.
Howie, you've been open about your battles in your life, and I wanted to ask you right now. And I came into the studio this morning, and our bus driver had a mask on, and right now, obviously, the coronavirus is a scare in Asia. Is it something that, you know, you're watching seriously, or are you just going about your daily business? Because it is a big problem in Asia. It seems that it's been okay in North America so far. But as somebody that, you know, somebody that is a no germaphobe, what are your thoughts on this right now? And are you taking precautions?
Well, I'm as aware of it as you are, and anybody is. You know, obviously, I think you're alluding to the fact that I have OCD, and I'm open about my mental health issues, but I'm, you know, I take care of myself, and as far as I go to therapy, and I'm medicated, but, you know, all the news is concerning, and you do what you do, and hopefully everybody stays healthy and safe, and that's why it's important now to watch the CW gala, because and I look at shows like this as an escape from these kind of news stories and what's happening in real life, and just a chance to giggle and get away from that for a moment.
All right, so I see you're coming to these parts, actually. You're going to be stand-up at Bergen Pack coming this summer. So you have a summer tour coming up. So what do people, you said you're most comfortable on the stand-up. Is it life experiences, current events? You don't seem to go down the political route too much. So what can people expect when they go see Howie Mandel live?
The unexpected. For the most part, I have a plethora of material that I could draw from over 40 years, but I look to be taken off the path. And it's very, if you've been to any of my shows, it's very improvisational, very in the moment, very interactive with the audience. I look at it like a giant party, and I'm just trying to be the center of attention. And if you want to see the kind of things that I do, then tune into the CW 8 o'clock Wednesday night and watch the comedy unfold.
Howie Mandel, thank you so much for joining us. Everyone, tune in to the comedy special at 8 o'clock tomorrow on the CW, February 19th, the 5th annual All-Star Comedy Gala. Thanks for joining us on The Morning After.